more recent years, the gains have started to turn towards crash prevention. So brake assist systems, anti-lock braking. Anti-lock braking is basically, if you go into a panic brake, you'd often just go out of control. And what anti-lock braking is, it senses that and it releases one wheel at a time, which helps you brake in an emergency in a straight line. And then the extension of that has been electronic stability control, where the vehicle senses when it's heading where you're not steering it. So when you get out of control and you've wrenched it one way and it's going the other, then electronic stability control helps pull that back into line.
Michael Payne adds,
the big difference between ESC and ABS brakes is that ESC does all the work for you. The driver doesn't need any knowledge of it, doesn't need to intervene at all. The computer and the electronics do all the work. And what that's doing is maybe halving the risk of a single vehicle loss of control crash. So potentially that has a big effect on some types of crashes.
In recent years, vehicles with more safety features have been produced. What has been their impact on reducing the road toll? Soames Job.
There has been an impact. I think that the safer vehicles will have an impact, but it's not nearly as large as was anticipated. When the road safety plan called Road Safety 2010 came out, that was a bit more than a 10-year plan of how the road toll could be reduced. It was expected then the biggest single gains would come from vehicles, and they definitely haven't come from vehicles. And I think there are a few reasons for that. First of all, it takes time to get the vehicle industry to improve. It takes a lot of time to get Australian design rules to ramp up into the kinds of features we want to see on vehicles. And probably more importantly, you don't get a good match between who buys the safest vehicles and who has the greatest risk. So the people who tend to buy the safest vehicles tend to see safety as a factor, and they tend to be more cautious drivers. So middle-aged people and family people are more likely to buy a very safe vehicle and buy it for its safety features. Whereas your average young male, who's really your highest risk driver, or your more elderly drivers, don't tend to have the safest vehicles. And I think back to when I was 17 or 18, then I would choose a car on the basis that I could afford it. And I think that's what's happening. And so you're often buying a third-hand vehicle at that stage of your life. And people who still drive in their 70s and 80s don't do a lot of kilometres, so they tend to keep a vehicle for a very long time. So they're not accessing the most recent safest vehicles. So I think one of the reasons we're not seeing as quick a benefit as we might have expected is because the safest vehicles take a long time to filter down to the people who will gain the most from their safety features. And so really, the really safe vehicles we're seeing built now will probably show us most road safety benefit in about a decade, when they're third-hand vehicles being driven by the people with the highest risk.